child's been running around, is running around the house looking for his clothes and he can't find them, mother might call and call here, find me. Having found them, would say, here.
Here, I find your clothes.
Yeah, here are.
Here are your clothes.
Yeah. The main thing here is, would you say, here's your clothes? Might you say, here's your clothes?
Yes.
Or here are your clothes? Which are they both?
I believe I'd say, here are your clothes.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if I said, here's your clothes.
Okay. You'd say, I don't think so, but now if you want to end this sentence with many people that think so.
There are many people
right.
who think so.
Exactly. And you want to pet a dog, and the dog shies away from you, and you might say, come here, going to hurt you, I'm
not going to hurt you.
All right. And now, if you want to, you're not certain that you're right about something. And so you might ask a person, I'm right.
Am I not?
Okay. Is that what you... the only...
I believe so.
Okay.
I wouldn't say, ain't I?
Or aren't I?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Someone says, someone thanks you for going someplace. And you say, well, that's all right. Going to do that anyway. We
were going to do that anyway.
Someone said, did you break that window? And you say, no, it wasn't.
Broken?
Yeah. You didn't break it. And you say, no, it wasn't.
I.
Okay, so, no, it wasn't.
Who broke it?
Yeah. But just to put that in the sentence, no, it wasn't. Just say the whole thing.
No, it wasn't I who broke it.
Okay. If you were going to make some slip covers for a couch or something, you might go to the store and bring home a small
sample.
Yeah. And say, she has a pretty dress, but the other girl, she has an even
prettier.
All right. And a woman might wear this over a dress when she's cooking.
An apron.
All right. And a man goes outside, he puts on a
coat.
All right. And between his coat and his shirt, made of the same material as his coat and trousers, he might have a
vest.
All right. And these are
trousers.
All right. And someone says, did you bring your coat? You say, yes, I have.
Brought.
All right.
Yeah.
And did you try that coat on yesterday? You say, yes, I tried it on yesterday, and it... just fine.
It fit just fine.
All right. And he has a coat and trousers. He has a mask.
Suit.
And it's not an old one. It's a...
new one.
Okay. And his pockets are all filled up with marbles, little boys. His pockets really wet out.
Bulge.
Okay. And the shirt wasn't sanforized, and so when we washed it,
it
collar...
it shrunk.
Okay. And a woman likes to put on fancy clothes. You might say she likes to
dress up.
Sure. And something you might keep in a pocketbook for coins. You have a little
coin piece.
Okay. And on a wrist, a woman might wear a
wristwatch, or a bracelet.
All right. And around her neck, she might have a
necklace.
And now, if these were beads, you'd say she on her neck she has
a string of beads.
Okay. And a man, instead of using a belt, he might have...
suspenders.
All right. And you go out on a rainy day, you might open up...
an umbrella.
And over the... when the bed is being made, after the sheets and blankets are put on, you might... over that, you might put on...
a spread.
Okay. And you rest your head on a...
pillow.
And a large pillow that goes the full length of the bed.
Is that bolster?
Sure. Very good. I rarely get that one. If something doesn't go partway across, you'd say that goes...
halfway.
It doesn't go...